Let's pray. Lord, we do call on you tonight to look on us. We pray that you would notice us, and we have needs, and we need to be assured that you are for us, and that you will supply what we need, and that you will do good when we ask you. And so, Lord, we come, we ask these things, and we're confident that you are pleased to look upon us, because we are clothed with Jesus' righteousness. He is pleasing to behold and to look at. And when you said, "This is my Son, in whom I'm well pleased," that was completely legitimate, because he was your Son, and he did not ever sin, and he always did righteousness. And because we're bound up in him, you're pleased with us when you look upon us. So look on us with favor. Increase our conviction of your love towards us. And hear and answer our prayers, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to start by looking at a verse from Numbers 21. Numbers chapter 21, verse 24. And Israel has taken the last long detour starting their conquest of Canaan, and they're winning, fighting battles, and they're winning. First notable battles. So verse 24 says, "Then Israel defeated him, edge of the sword, took possession of his land, Arnon, Jabbok, as far as the people, the border of the people of Ammon." So in the message tonight, Israel is battling not the Ammonites, but the Amorites. Battling Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Israel wins. And this is a big victory for them. It's a historic victory. It's repeated at least times later on. It's one of many, many more victories to come as they end. But tonight, our focus is boundaries of this victory. The boundaries of it. Verse 24 describes a really large swath of land. It's about maybe miles north-south and about 30 miles east-west. So roughly 27 miles that they take in this battle. But it's bordered on the north, not by the Amorites, but by Ammonites. Ammonites. And nothing is taken from and all these 2,700 square miles are taken from the Amorites, but nothing from the Ammonites. Stop there. Stop with the Ammonites. Well, later on, Deuteronomy, we hear why the Ammonite land left untouched. Because there, Deuteronomy 2, verse 19, as they are reflecting, Moses is reflecting on what happened during these battles. Deuteronomy 2, 19. This is what the Lord said to them. "When you come near the people of Ammon, do not harass them or meddle with them. I will not give you land Ammon as a cause in it, and in some." Why is the Ammonite land not taken? Because nearly centuries earlier, God had given a few of Lot land. And Lot, you've got Abraham. Israel is descended from Abraham. And Israel is to recognize the promises of God. Now you'll remember that back in Abraham and in Lot's time, the Lord had promised Abraham a land, a broad land, large people. Just describing this in Hebrews 11, as by faith, Abraham obeyed, and he was called to go out to place receive as an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was going. Dwelt in the land of promise, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same. For he waited for the city. Hundred years ago, God fulfilling this promise to Abraham, to Israel. Genesis 12, verse 6, here's what the promise was. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the Terebinth. And the Canaanites were then. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I will give this land. Now, what do you think of all that? Over hundreds and hundreds of years, God has promises that he may deliver, but not in your lifetime. Centuries after you and I have left this life, God has answers to your prayers that may reach far, far into the future. So what you want to do is take this as an opportunity for you. This means you can pray for the future. You can pray for the far, far future. You can cast your prayers far into years to come, for places that have yet to be, for people that you will never meet in this life, for generations yet to be born. And God is at work, and he will answer. So how are you praying for your family? How are you praying for your country? How are you praying for your enemies? Can you pray forward for generations that you've never met, that Jesus Christ, the knowledge of him, would grow greater and larger and deeper, that the fruit of the generations to come would be even more bountiful than what you have seen in your own life or in your own days and in your own people? I want to close with how Jesus prayed far into the future, specifically how he prayed far into the future for you. John 17, Jesus said, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Just briefly, a couple of things that he prays far into the future for us. He prays that you would know closeness with God. He prays that you would know closeness with God, and that you would also know closeness with other believers. He said, the next verse, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. So he prayed that you would be close to God. He prayed that you would be close to other believers. He also prays that you would know that he loves you. He prayed far into the future that you would know that he loves you. Next verse. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. So he prays that you would know that he loves you. He also prays that you would know that Jesus is with you. Way back then, he prayed that you would know that he's with you now. Next verse. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. So he prayed that you would know that he is with you. If you're a believer, he prayed this for you 2,000 years ago, far into his future. God will answer his prayers.